I've got to go back to the workplace is something you've probably heard already many times.
Not only have I heard it, but we actually have it at Club 60. So Club 60 partners with a group in Southern Illinois through the Salvation Army. A very nice lady named Veronica goes and works with seniors and partners them up with organizations like mine where they can re-enter the workforce. And we have two seniors who work for us doing pretty similar things to what they were doing before. However, technology has changed and some protocols have changed, say OSHA requirements, things like that. And we have to educate them on that. But we also have to educate them on the future and things that we see around the horizon, like AI, for example. That is something that I'm talking with one of my seniors about, who has a smartphone, but is a little jumpy on even using the desktop computer. So these are things that we're going to be seeing and are seeing in the workforce already, but that our seniors who retired, they have to be retaught to re-enter.
You see this on a lot of different levels. It's not just about this. I mean, when I look at your website, and pretty easy, I'm just going to go over since I've got it up. Dine in lunch served at 11 a.m. Carry out meals served starting at 11:30. Meal price $4 dine in, $5 for pickup. Dessert, drink, coffee. Due to high demand, reservations are strongly encouraged.
So at $4 to eat in and $5 to carry out, where can you get a Cracker Barrel style meal that is homemade, nutritious, looks good, nice, colorful? Where can you get that? Anywhere.
Right. But isn't this... wasn't planning on talking to this till later, but I think it's important for us to premise this. Senior Citizen Center Director Jill Garaskowitz is joining us this morning. Should we call it Club 60 or?
We are going straight for Club 60.
Club 60, okay.
Yeah.
So Club 60 in Marion. And I talked to Mayor Abscher in a visit with him in his office last year. And we were talking about, you know, he's really, we didn't talk financial figures, but he was clearly dedicated to supporting the Senior Citizen Center. He's apparently got it why this is needed.
I was actually talking to your first reception, your first impressions receptionist, and she was telling me her age. I had a question for her. I said, where do you meet new people? And she said, church. That's about it. There's a disconnect. There is an issue. We have nowhere to go. Where do we go? What do we do? My father just retired. He's already told me, Jill, I want to come work for you. I love my dad. I don't want to hire my dad. Tom, I wouldn't hire you. I'd have to fire you.
Wouldn't that be bad? One of us would be, it'd be all.
Right? We'd kill each other.
Let me just tell you this. I feel you on this.
Yes. Right. I love my dad. I want to help my dad.
But you understand what's behind that.
There is. It is fear and it's greed. Those are two things that drive us just as human beings. So you have the fear of...
I prefer self-interest, but...
Yes. You have the fear of not being able to buy your groceries. I was doing some simple math the other day because Crosswalk Community Action Agency is actually changing their food pantry from the general population only over to seniors. That's a huge deal. That's going to affect a lot of people. That is big in the news, yes.
All right, I'm glad you shared that with me. That's a big, big deal because you and I have both seen the effect of we've got food boxes in the line that draws out to the, you know, North 40.
Yes, and it is very much needed.
And I've been there and gone over there at lunchtime and seen the people that are there and talked to them as they cook the preparation for the lunch and the people that they're waiting in line at 9:30 and 10 o'clock ready for lunch.
No, not the Ministerial Alliance.
Okay.
Crosswalk Community Action Agency.
I got you now. Thank you
for
that clarification.
This is in West Frankfort. Yes. No, the Ministerial Alliance is up and running, A-OK, no changes there. Nothing new that I'm aware of. This is only with Crosswalk Community Action Agency.
Yeah, I usually talk to them about the LIHEAP program.
Yes, LIHEAP is still going on. It is still available. You can come to Club 60 to fill out that paperwork. If you are a senior, we will help you get that in directly to Crosswalk. And if you've got anything that you can do with your driver's license, this is a huge deal.
I'm glad I'm going to brought this up because we talked about food. So let's talk about some of the other service because I think this is particularly pertinent right now today.
We've saved money.
Tax time.
Okay.
In the past, you provided assistance on this.
AARP did provide tax providers, tax preparers for us. However, everything in this world is moving to digital. There is now an interface that is through the IRS. You can go online for free through the IRS.
I tried it this weekend.
Did you try it?
It wanted a video of my face to ID me.
I see.
You see it. Would you want to show this mug to anybody?
Well, the problem that I see there is an age gap and using the internet. So I believe that
cognitive impairment and its ability to be able to properly use the internet is an entire program.
And I believe I heard on one of the radio shows that 1 in 5 people don't file taxes.
Did that last Thursday,
yes,
7:20.
That's what I was listening to then.
Illinois,
there we go.
Economic Security Director.
Yes. And I actually took that information. I put it on a flyer. And I also put it on our Facebook page so you can get that website to go directly to it if you go to the Club 60 of Marion's Facebook page.
But you help people with taxes. You help people with insurance. You help people with Medicare and Medicaid. You help people. It's not just about serving a nice $4 lunch. There are these other services that really, Jill, this is what intrigues me most about what you do. I've known you long enough to know where you've got a pretty good feel for the situation, but also you're listening to other voices. And I would think every time you turn around, there's another service that you feel you ought to have underneath your roof.
Oh, absolutely.
Cognitive decline. I mean, here's one right now for a great note on the American Mind text line. I would also recognize that it's not always financial. There's the if you retire, you rust mentality. One could say the most healthy seniors have a purpose, something to do, rather than nap in front of the TV.
I agree 1,000,000,000%. Once you sit down, you're giving up. Do not sit down. Don't watch TV. If you're going to watch TV, please march in place, do some kind of exercises, drop the channel changer on the floor, bend down and pick it up.
Get a dog.
Get a dog. I got a dog. You got a dog.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I did this with my granddad, too. I saw this happen, right? He's not farming anymore, and it's over, tomboy. You know, I mean, we're done.
So that's where we have to change the face of aging. We have to be the future. We have to be the oasis of opportunity for, I don't even want to call it a senior center. That's why we're going for Club 60. Because you are in a special club when you turn 60. You start getting discounts. Just like when you're 18, 16, 21, all these important milestone birthdays. 60 is one of those. And instead of making this a yucky thing, because when I say, hey, you want to go to the senior center? Does that sound kind of yucky?
Well, I know. So there's a stigma relationship there.
Absolutely.
And I get that. Because I can tell you, I'm over 60 and I don't feel over 60.
You don't
I
look
really
it.
Don't.
And you don't act it and you're still working.
Well, I still act like a 12-year-old. That helps.
Well, that
now,
does.
There's that. But I mean, I see this. But I see people that, you know, I mean, how many times you look at the Golden Girls on TV and that image that it sets forth and they're like all
Tom,
61 in this, you know.
You just complained about all the rain that we're going to have in the weather.
Yeah.
Instead of being very happy that, you know what, hey, it's not 7 degrees.
See, I'm not born optimist.
Yeah.
But I see this in the people I meet. They're the same age. I mean, I've got a friend of mine who's still climbing up on roofs and working on roofs. He's 77.
Good for him. Keep doing it.
You know, right?
Keep at it.
Cigarette hanging out on one side of the mouth, swinging a hammer.
And here's why we have to change this. Because right now, senior centers, and I'm using these quote unquote,
right,
because I don't like these. I don't like that phrase. We have to change it because if I don't change it, and I'll tell my age. I tell it every time. I'm 44 years old. If I don't change it, my husband is 51. He's going to be 52. We are going to be the ones that are left with it. this has to change. Not only the way it looks, the aesthetic, the feel, but it also has to be in the programming and what we offer. Quilting, sewing, they're becoming a lost art.
Well, I saw you had, you're using your kitchen staff to do a cooking class.
Absolutely.
And but there's also a painting class too.
There's painting. We've got free pool all day long. There's guys. It is kind of like high school when you come in Club 60.
Yeah.
The girls go to the right, the guys go to the left. Now, sometimes the guys let the girls come and play in the pool room. We've got a pool tournament every month. But there are a lot of things to do that we have to bring in. So we are doing sublimation with T-shirts. We are doing direct heat transfers with T-shirts. So why go and buy it when we can design it and make it ourselves? But instead of doing sewing like we have historically, we're changing those. And it's with all of this technology. The Cricut came out. And now we've actually also got a laser engraver. Can you imagine that? A laser engraver at your senior center.
Yeah. You just called it senior center. You did.
I did.
You're caught.
I need to put $5 in a jar.
Club 60. How many people? Have you done a census? How many people avail themselves of this service? What are you looking at number-wise?
We do approximately 35,000 meals every year. And that number continues to increase due to need, demand.
Well, like I said, when Mike Absher said, you know, he's really dedicated to making sure you got the finances. And I think that leads us to the next item, because I'd seen some interior photographs of the renovation that's going on right now. And you and I both know that's not an inexpensive. And see, this is another thing. You go in to a senior center. You're not going to like me. You're going to be mad at me. You ready?
Okay.
I want to throw this at you.
Throw it.
Oh, it smells like a senior citizen center. Am I wrong?
Mine doesn't.
Why? Why did see this? When I saw this renovation, that's the way I interpreted it. So it doesn't look like we want to. It's going to be a club,
right? We want to have somewhere dignified to go. I want to have somewhere. You want to have somewhere. You want to have somewhere for your parents, your brothers.
So you want to infuse the entire process with a level of enthusiasm that's unique to you, right? This is not you know, at the end of the line. This is just another pit stop for, you know, and have some fun. Here's a bite to eat and meet somebody.
This is an all-day thing. It can be whatever you want it to be. You can come for lunch. You can come for just an activity.
Well, you can open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yes, you can come and stay all day long. We have people who do that. We have a bus route. They come and pick you up right at your door and bring you here. We have other agencies that we have through our departments in the city that come to visit us. We have education through the hub. We have the mobile library, the bicycle unit that comes to us. So this isn't...
I never thought about that. Tie yourself in with the hub, with that resource.
We're just down the street.
And, why not?
And we're two blocks from the clock?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is all an encompassed... Let me tell you, I mean, I have to say, I grew up in Franklin County. I'm from West Frankfort, and I can tell you that I was watching the Grammys, and they were talking about this feminine phenomenon and all these things that my daughter sings. What I saw is that we've got a Marian phenomenon. I don't know what it is about this town, but it is magical. Everything about it. And that comes from the head elf, Tom.
Yes.
You know, that is probably my proudest position, head elf.
Head elf. All right. So tell me about the renovations quickly. How much is being spent? What is being done?
There is approximately $150,000, and we are redoing everything from the ceilings to the floor, the paint. There is no more ugly paneling. The last time this building was redone, I can only assume, was back in 1981 when the city purchased it. There's not been much done to it except for a little drywall here. We'll put up an office here. A little bit of paint here, some hardware. But outside of that, there's not been major renovations. And that is exactly what we need to push us to be the oasis of the future.
All right. Your financial support comes from Marion. Where else?
That is it.
Just the city of Marion.
Yes, we are owned and operated by the city of Marion. We do take donations, absolutely, monetary.
But there's no fee to go to the club.
No, there's no fee to come here. This is a feel good. This is one of the gems of the city.
When do you think you'll have the renovations complete?
I would like to be conservative in saying this, so I'm going to say mid to late May. However, I would like to under-promise and over-deliver. Yes. So that is what I'm going to stick with, my final answer, and hopefully we will see you before then.
What's next?
Anything you want.
I find this interesting because I'm on a learning curve. You know, I mean, I've talked about retirement, and every time I do, people threaten me. Both sides, quit now, or if you quit, you know, we'll never like you again. I mean, but I'm thinking about it, and here's the thing, and I talk to people who are retired because I'm doing my research. Every time you turn a page, you learn something else about what you need to know. And I would think that that'd be a prime area for you, but, you know, I see this, and it's not a binary click, and you're retired and off, that there's a lot of processes that go around this. I talked to one man, he's in Florida. He says, I worked 3 years to prepare to be retired. And I'm not talking about saving money. I'm doing my things with my insurance and all this. It takes a lot. You should be doing this too. You can't wait and say, I'm going to retire next week. There's all these things that are tied up, and there's really never been a clearinghouse like you for this information in Southern Illinois. And I'm curious, I mean, when it comes to the Club 60 in Marion, do you have to be a Williamson County resident? Do you have to be a Marion resident?
No. Honestly, that is a phenomenal idea. We should teach people how to retire.
I think so.
That is really something that is needed. You're 100% right on that.
And here's the reason I know this is because all my friends who've told me, you know, since I was probably, you know, old enough to do a lot of things that I shouldn't have been doing, you don't have to worry. You'll not have to worry about it. You'll be dead. I just believed them because I'm a maniac. I'm not a maniac anymore, but, you know, I'm a reformed maniac. And so I think as a result, I'm wholly unprepared because I never thought I'd have to deal with it. And here I'm looking at it going, and people go, no, it's not that easy. You can't do that. No. You know, which take the advantage plan. No. I mean, right?
Right.
You hear
right.
These things.
Yes. And people don't do their homework and they don't do their studies and they don't do their research. Do you know how much it costs you to live every month? Do you know how much it's going to cost you to live after retirement? Is your home paid off? Is your car paid off? What are your premiums? What are your premiums going to change?
Can I give you a good example of things that need to be done?
Yes.
If you live in Williamson County, you go to the courthouse and you have that your property tax frozen.
And you have a window.
You have to hit the window.
A window to do it.
Yes.
Yes. That is a very key thing to do. You have to get those property taxes
Homestead
frozen.
Exemption or whatever it's called, the over 65 or whatever
right.
It is. Yeah, you've got that. We're out of time. It happens with you every time you come in.
Well, we like to talk.
What's final note?
Age gracefully. Definitely.
Yeah.
Don't sit down. Age gracefully. And retire.
I ran into two friends that were talking, and I walked up and, you know, interrupted, as I'm prone to do. And what were they talking about? I fell this weekend. Yeah, see, the guy says this to the other guy. You fell? What kind of fall? He says, like an old man fall. I fell. I hurt my shoulder. I couldn't catch myself. You know,
it's not a hard fall. It was just a little tumble. I get it.
He's sore for 3 days. I fell. I never thought this happened. Here I am now. I'm doing this. He's 55.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm 44, and I have to go to the doctor every 30 days.
All right.
And they got to make sure my blood work's okay.
I get it. So is everybody else.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for coming in. What else can I do to help you?
Hey, it's my pleasure. Anybody who can help us rebrand the word senior center. We don't want this to be just Marion Club 60. We want this to be Carbondale Club 60, Franklin County Club 60. Heck, Miami Club 60, Los Angeles Club 60, Chicago Club 60, right. St. Louis Club 60. This needs to be a turning point for the entire nation.
And here's the other thing, and maybe sometime soon you and I can talk about this because Alzheimer's, cognitive decline. And the biggest contributor that people are saying right now is loneliness, that inability, that lack of interconnectedness that keeps us engaged and what that can do with mental health. And that's really the overall word. We should have used that a lot more. Jill Graskowitz, Club 60s. Good to see you again.
Thank you.